after the announcement of our historic addition to our training facility at Science Bank Real Academy. We are joined by Real Salt Lake, Utah Royals, and Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith, and our Utah Royals FC head coach, Amy Rodriguez. Meg Linehan on Zoom, if you want to go ahead and get us started, it would be appreciated.
Thanks, Meg. Other Meg Linehan here from the Athletic. Training facilities have obviously been a real theme of the NWSL, and I'm just kind of hoping that you could maybe walk us through the process of figuring out exactly what the vision was for this new facility. If you talk to other teams, the child care element I think is really interesting and new for an NWSL facility. For what the decision was in bringing that in, and then Ryan, I also just honestly want to know what shoes you're wearing right now.
Well, hi Meg, and you're so right. There are so many new standards being set in the NWSL nowadays, and the Utah Royals are pushing that even higher, and I'm so excited to be a part of this project. As I mentioned earlier, it's one of the biggest, probably most exciting pieces of my career, and especially to come back and coach a team that I played for. And I experienced Royals in its first iteration, and I thought it was great originally, but this blows things out of the water. And I just feel so fortunate to be a part of this time where we are pushing boundaries. Like I said, setting standards for women in sport and women's soccer in America. And thanks to Ryan, the team, the entire organization, we're going to give our players the biggest and best potential that they have ever seen, really, in the NWSL.
Meg, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, right.
My shoes? Alright, I'll show you. I'll show you with the dirt. I got a new pair of dirty Travis Scott. Shout out to Trav. T. Scott, I'm giving you massive love right now. But yeah. But it was worth it. It was groundbreaking. We had our shovels, we were on dirt. We didn't know what to do with the dirt. But this is exciting. It's an exciting moment. And just watching the leadership of this new organization is actually, it's super gratifying and it's super fun.
Thank you, Ziva.
All right, Jeff Carlisle, we'll move to you.
I guess I'm muting myself. Okay. Question for both of you. To what degree have you seen the impact of this facility on recruiting? I mean, when you're trying to pitch players on this project, you know, how big a deal is having this facility in place, or at least in the near future?
I'll just say that at the core of who I am as a former player in this league, I want to do right by the players, and I want to provide them the greatest sports and life experience that they can achieve. And I think that we have that here in Salt Lake City, and with this new training center. Like I mentioned earlier, the possibilities and the potential of our players is going to be endless. And I'm excited for the players that we bring in here, because I think their personal standards are gonna grow. And we're so excited to see what we can build here and the performance that's gonna come out of these players.
Yeah, I think from my standpoint is, this is the third practice facility that I've been involved with, actually the fourth. This is, what fans don't understand is, like, these are really the labs. You know, you think it's the arena or the stadium, but all the day-to-day work happens here. And so I think what's most exciting and the best recruiting you get is when the people are already here and they're telling their friends and other players how amazing it is. And from what we're seeing from this space, from the size of this building as it is, it's going to be hard to believe that's not going to happen, as we've seen it in the past with other franchises.
And I think I'll say, too, players are going to want to come here because I'm hoping that we unlock the next level to their game. Someone who gets to come and train here is ultimately going to become better. They're going to develop more. They're going to have a great soccer experience, and that's exactly what we want to do here at the Royals.
Okay, thanks.
Moving to the next, Jeff Gassouf, your line is open.
My
Maybe Amy, I can follow up with you on a point that Ryan just made of just the day-to-day life being here. You know, we mostly get to see the 90 minutes, you know, once a week on a weekend. I'm just wondering, you know, if you could kind of expand maybe on, you saw the league and even previously when none of this existed really anywhere, right? And, you know, I'm just wondering what that looks like in terms of how it improves players' lives. Is that just a comfort in having space to work that they need? I mean, what does that kind of look like in terms of how it can transform their day-to-day life?
During the creation process of this training center, the players' holistic view was very carefully looked at and thought about. Every detail within this facility, from the performance training, health and wellness. Someone mentioned earlier we are incorporating a family room, a mother's care room, just to really fulfill all the needs of our athletes. Some who may be moms that come through here, have families. We just want every player to feel comfortable here, have everything at their fingertips so that they can perform on the field, and at the end of the day, develop great players out of Utah.
Thank you.
Dan, your line is open.
Thanks. Amy, question for you. You mentioned your playing days in Utah. What do you recall about the training environment and what specifically did you feel was lacking at that time?
You mentioned the word environment, and that to me is huge. A player who is in an environment that propels them to grow and develop, that's the key here. And I think that's what our ownership group is really investing in, providing our players with the environment so that they can go on the field and perform. In the first iteration of the Royals, albeit it was wonderful, but we never had a dedicated and I would even argue an equal space that has the ability to help our women as much as we've helped our men. And just to see the comparison in the two spaces now, where we are two equal parts and we have the facilities that are just top-notch for both sides of this RSL family, I just couldn't be more grateful.
And then this is like somewhere that I missed, but what is the projected opening?
Spring of 2024.
Would that be like for day one, or maybe not quite? You got what, like 3.5 months till preseason starts?
We don't have an exact date, but we estimate that it'll be ready by the start of the regular season.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. All right, we'll finish on Zoom with a question from Alex.
Good afternoon. Ryan, I'm curious, what is the level of financial investment that you're making in this new facility?
Well, I mean, we're not building it from scratch. We're actually just allocating space that's here. But I mean, it's significant. Look at the drawings. I've done enough real estate projects and construction projects to know that what we say the financial commitment is probably not going to be accurate anyways, especially in today's environment. So there you go.
Not small.
It's not small, but that's not. I think that's beside the point. I think the point is what Amy just said. I think she articulated it great. Is there's an equal space here?
Thank you, guys, on Zoom. In question, persons in person, if you could raise your hand, please, for questions, so I know to call on you. Anyone have questions here? In the back.
Martin Kelly with Broadcast Media, I apologize. With recruiting, it was talked about earlier, what's the recruiting process when it comes to high school players with the academy, with college players, Utah's program, BYU's program, their top programs? What's the recruiting process going to be like to recruit young players to RLS and to attract them to the Royals as well? I apologize, I mentioned RLS.
Yeah, no problem. I can't tell you how excited I am to tap into Utah's local talent. I think we have such a hotbed of soccer potential here in the state, and in seeing so many young girls and boys alike grow through our system here, already on the RSL Academy side, I'm so excited to see what we could bring to the Royal side as well.
Kayla, could you have your hand raised?
Yeah, Ryan, I know you mentioned a little bit of the history of this space, talking about the G League, the Stars a little bit as well. When did it really kind of turn the focus toward the Royals as far as this space goes?
I would say all of this space. I mean, I think our whole, it's not a small endeavor, right? Even launching, I mean, you're basically creating a startup. In a league, like, people are like, oh, the Royals are back. No, we're actually building a new franchise. And I think that I'll be 100% transparent. The best part of this was, you know, we had the option to go do that. Both Amy, Michelle, they have made it so incredibly easy to say yes. And I've been in enough rooms over time where you're having to push and pull and people make it incredibly difficult. This has been one of the easiest processes that we've been through. And it's because that's called leadership. It's leadership. I mean, what you're doing is not leading a team, you're leading a franchise. And what Michelle's doing is leading a franchise. That's cool because we come in and you guys are asking us questions, but you're looking at the leaders, and rightfully so. And so our job is to find people and then to back them. And this is a dream scenario.
Thank you, Ryan. Anything else from in-person or Zoom? DJ, what's up?
Hey, I'm curious, when RSL started this expansion franchise, they kind of looked at who was available in the league and out of colleges, and it was a pretty rough go for a few years. When Garth Lagerwey came in, he looked at Americans overseas and really expanded the view. And just in the few years since the Royals were here the first time, it seems like women's club soccer in Europe is taking off. But that also requires more resources to figure out who's interested and who's capable and how they fit. Do you have all of that? Can you look that big, or is that too much too soon and drinking out of a fire?
Roster construction is one of the funnest parts of this process. And although it will be very detailed and lengthy and probably difficult at times, we're going to find the best 26 Utah Royals players we can find. And that might be some domestic talent, international talent. We're looking forward to our expansion draft in December, followed by our college entry draft in January. So again, so excited to put players in Royals jerseys and get those players here, because all we want to do is perform for our city and hopefully walk away with the NWSL championship next year.
One more up top.
My name's Jerrica. I'm with the Random Royal Fangirl podcast that we're going to be starting here.
That's not random.
As far as you keep saying you're looking for all this talent, you have a place for this talent to go, what qualities are you looking for in new players as you bring them to this awesome new facility?
The big buzzwords that I always use are humble and hardworking. I love good people. I want hard workers. I want champions on and off the field. How I coach is similar to how I played, which is very intense, demanding, organized. But hopefully that comes with wins and a lot of fun.
Thank you. All right, we're going to
send it to Lucas. I guess this is probably a more specific question for Ryan, but obviously a big investment on the facility side. When it comes to recruiting, do you expect there to also be kind of a similar investment in that aspect?
I mean, it's all a new investment, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think I think we've got some good draft positions coming up, which I think we're excited about. But I actually don't know the makeup of whether how much you're growing, and I actually leave that. I mean, we all leave it up to Amy and this roster construction. It's very rare that you get to go through what she just described. I mean, think about it. You're really starting fresh, and there's good and bad, but you almost need to see what you have and play that out, and how many iterations of that, and where it goes, and how lucky you can get. All of that's part of that, but I mean, you guys will know me over the years. I was a little salty this morning. I don't like losing. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I think following up kind of on that fresh start, obviously a big investment on the Royal side. Does that give you any kind of bug for bringing a WNBA team back to Utah?
You know, we're we've got a pretty full plate right now, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that of just my morning drives as I just came from Jazz facility to here to Dwayne and I have a bunch of stuff. I know Kathy extremely well, and we talk a lot, and what she's doing with the WNBA, and Dwayne actually just jumping into Chicago team where he's from, it's exciting, and it feels similar. This, you know, what was just described with getting these worlds and attracting an incredibly new fan base. And what I'm excited about is just, I mean, my daughter, my kids and I on the way to school this morning, we do this, what are you glad about? And you never know what the kids are going to say. And we go around the horn and it's like, okay, what are you glad about? And my 7-year-old was like, and I don't know where she's going. She's like, I'm glad that I have a soccer game tomorrow. And you feel that when you come here, like that's what we're going to have, and we're going to go and create and build, and the impact of the work you're doing is going to be felt 20 and 30 years down the road. And so when you think about WNBA or women's sports, like we're in, and we're not going to be halfway in. Like, that's just, you guys know me, it's all in and all the time. And so it's what we're doing, but the plate's full. But we'll keep rolling.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone on Zoom. We will have a video recording sent around later today. Thank you.
Thanks.